This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. Here we are, still Gun Owners News Hour. But let's move on, shall we? There's a lot of stuff to talk about. The Democrats killed themselves this past weekend. As far as gun control, they absolutely have killed themselves. And they passed 1,700 pages of new gun laws in the Democrat-controlled House. The laws have three things in common. They are egregious in how far they go in infringing on the Second Amendment. They say one thing and do another. And they are designed never to pass. It's always going to be a ploy. Because they need gun control as a wedge issue to scare a suburban woman into voting for them in 2020. And this has all happened before. In 1999, the gun safety bill was put together. It has safety locks required for all gun sales and the requirement that juvenile violent actions would be included in the NICS and prevent the sale of a firearm in the future. It was killed not by the GOP, but by the Democrats. It was killed for one reason only, to keep gun control as a wedge issue for the 2000 elections. And if this bill had passed, possibly three of the last five shootings might have been prevented. The inclusion of juvenile criminal activity would have made the Parkland shooting harder. 198 Democrats voted, and the House voted no to safety locks on guns and to allow violent juveniles to own firearms once they turned 18. The bill included new rules for background checks at gun shows, a ban on the importation of large-capacity magazines, and a requirement that safety locks be sold with new guns. They said that this bill had not gone far enough, and they offered amendments to the bill designed to kill it, and 198 Democrats voted no. So when you hear about how important gun control is, remember, it was all on the table, all there for the left to have made into law in 1999, and everything they say they want was there, and they turned it down to keep gun control as an issue for the 2000 election. And it's the same thing this time. The left moves forward laws that have to be defeated. Let me ask you a question about the law that Pelosi signed off on and passed the Senate. You go shooting with your son-in-law and you hand him your old favorite 586, no dash. He takes the gun and shoots off half dozen rounds and hands the gun back to you. How long should you spend in the federal pen for that illegal firearms transfer under their new law? 5 years? 10? Remember, the gun never leaves your sight, but that doesn't matter now, does it? No. No, it doesn't. And you will have to turn your Glock 17 and 19, because they will both be considered assault weapons under the new House rules. Criminal breaks into your house and steals a gun. It was in a locked box and met all the legal requirements for gun storage. The criminal kills someone in the commission of a crime. How long should you be jailed for being the owner of a stolen gun? 10 years? Now they want you to buy insurance if you own a gun, but they also sued and fined Chubb and Lockton for offering insurance to gun owners. So the obvious question is, how or why would an insurance company offer insurance to gun owners if doing so gets them sued and fined? So to own a gun, you have to have insurance, but any insurance company that offers insurance will be sued out of existence. And it's all a lie. It's always been a lie. It's always going to be a lie. It's never going to go away. Never, ever, never, 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 ever, ever, ever. Oh, goodness. These guys are never, it's not, It's not one of those things where they're going to fall on their sword for it. It's not one of those things where they really want to push it. But then we have this coming out of Fort Collins, Colorado. We've been assured by Democrats and their media lackeys that it is absolutely impossible to find and deport 11 million illegal aliens and that any discussion of the subject is absurd. And yet from these same mouths we're asked to believe that finding and forcibly confiscating 16 million assault weapons can be easily done. That sounds awfully familiar. It seems like I've seen that movie before. Democrats in Connecticut and New York have decided to require registration of scary rifles and magazines, with the obvious goal that they will all be forcibly confiscated in the near future. But since the requirement was imposed, compliance has been lacking, shall we say. American citizens, even in Connecticut and New York, are extremely resistant to this kind of leftist tyranny. And the predictable reaction by the Democrat governors in both states is radio silence. They're frightened to death of questions like, so what are you going to do about this massive defiant noncompliance? The leftist media is not going to ask that kind of question. Leftists in New Zealand are currently confronted by the same problem. Americans own, keep, and bear well in excess of between, depending on who you talk to, right? Depending on who's taking the lists, who's making out the counts. Americans own between, between 470 and 660 million guns. On the high end, that's two for every one of us, whether we own them or not. And leftists think naively that they can all be easily rounded up as their owners will cheerfully surrender them as they watch Democrat politicians remain armed. And, like I said, I've seen this movie before. Mao Zedong said this. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all guns. And there you have it. Where the states try to impose draconian gun control. In New York, right now, for example, in New York, they already want you to register everything, right? Now they want to ban the sale of metal that can be made into guns. She's the Attorney General of New York is somebody named Letitia James. She's attempting to intimidate online sellers of the materials and tools to make firearms into not selling them to New York residents. And she claims companies are promoting lawbreaking, coming from the ag.newyork.gov. New York Attorney General Letitia James today announced that she has directed the operators of 16 websites that manufacture and or sell firearms or firearms components to cease and desist selling nearly complete assault weapons into New York State. The possession, manufacture, and sale of assault weapons is illegal in New York, but these companies have been providing the means to violate the state's assault weapons ban and often specifically advertise their products as ways to evade law enforcement and phrases like, if they don't know you have it, they can't take it. The Attorney General said, there's only one purpose of these products for these companies that are selling, to manufacture illegal and deadly assault weapons. The proliferation of these types of weapons has not only caused indescribable suffering across the country, but gravely endanger every New Yorker. We must make sure that these illegal and untraceable guns are not built in New York ever, 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 I guess is how that has to end as well. But I don't know. I don't know. It's like Don Quixote screaming at the windmills. Isn't it? I kind of think it is. They're always looking for a way. Even though they failed in New York State, they've already failed, and now we banned them, and we have a registry. Nobody's actually complying. But stop making these things too. That's illegal. That's illegal. You can't do it. I'll be coming for you. There'll be hell to pay. You know, that kind of thing. Keep going, gun grabbers. You amuse me. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The move by the Democrats to launch a formal impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump is having an impact, a serious impact, on their push for gun control, with discussions between the White House and congressional leaders grinding to a halt. Politico is reporting with Democrats moving forward with attempts to impeach the president. Gun control is no longer even a priority for the White House at the moment. And we get this. The discussions between senators and the president were always an underdog to produce a breakthrough, but they showed unusual durability since a trio of mass shootings in August brought Trump to the table. But the talks appear unable to survive a Democratic impeachment pile-on. Senator Mike Braun, Republican from Indiana, who's shown some willingness to expand background checks and potentially buck the NRA, called it a lost opportunity. He said it reminded him of when Trump blew up a May meeting with Speaker Nancy Pelosi on infrastructure after the speaker suggested Trump was engaged in a cover-up. It sets a negative tone and stage for doing a lot of other things, Braun said of the impeachment trajectory. It probably will eat up a lot of energy in the room to talk about other things that I think the public is interested in addressing, which would be common sense gun reforms and health care. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. Okay, this is a problem Democrats have to overcome. First of all, Trump is playing them. Okay? Trump is always playing them. Trump is always going to play them. He's never not going to play them. And that is paramount when you understand what's going on there. A lot of people that I know, and I mean, they're still doing it right now. There's still people out there saying, well, what about when he gets reelected? Then he won't have to worry about being reelected after he gets reelected. Well, go vote for Blumenthal. Go vote for Hillary. Go vote for Joe Biden. Vote for Elizabeth Warren. Where do you think it's going to go? Where do you really think it's going to go? See, logistically speaking, gun control has gone about as far as it's going to go. They're not interested in doing anything that would actually attack crime. If they were, they would go into the inner city. They would go where the Chicago PD knows these people are. And they would do something about it. The Democrats shot down a provision as they were discussing red flag laws. You know, I just talked about 1,700 pages of stuff. When they were in the red flag law portion of it, the Democrats said, no, we can't serve red flag laws on known gang members because that violates due process. What are you guys talking about? That's all you're talking about is violating due process. Well, then I guess we're going to take red flag laws and toss them to the side, right? Because we can't be violating no due process. But it's not about public safety. It's not about the good of anyone. And then, on top of it all, they didn't even fall for the bait. See, I was waiting on them to go to Trump and say, well, we're glad you're ready to talk a little seriousness now, because Trump was going to say, well, listen, what about this fixed NICS thing that you guys never finished? See, part of the problem with the NICS is that not all of the information that some of these states should be reporting has been reported. And these states, it's up to them to do it. It's up to each reporting agency. It's on them to actually go and do something and make that report. Otherwise, you have a whole bunch of Devin Kellys running around. But, I mean, the NICS system, the way it's set up, as it is, most of these rampage killers, which is the low-hanging fruit they go after. They go after the low-hanging fruit because it is a dog bites man story. They don't talk about what happens in Chicago or Baltimore or New Jersey or other places like that because that's a dog bites man story. We expect in Chicago that over the weekend between 3 and 9 people are going to die every weekend and between 30 and 50 people are going to be shot. So that's just, you know, the price of doing business. They don't care about Chicago. If they were really against gun violence, I'd be going to Chicago. But they don't, because they're not against it. They're not against gun violence. They're not against gun violence against people. Because it's a twofer for them. It's a twofer. What do you expect from the party of, you know, abortion? Let's just call it what it is. These are the people that would tell you We're doing all this for the children. If it protects one life, we've got to protect the children. And then the same thing, in the same mention, they call it women's health care. And, you know, very few women. I don't know of any ladies that go to Planned Parenthood to get their ankles set or to get their, you know. What kind of health care does Planned Parenthood provide? Who raise, show of hands, how many people have been to planned health care for a physical? Not very many, I'm sure. I'm almost certain of that. I am. So, having said all of those things, it's just interesting to watch them get out there and do this little dance they do where they're calling for gun control, but then we're not really calling for gun control because it's a really good issue to have for campaigning. But then at the same time, we got to do something. We must do something for the children. But, you know, Planned Parenthood, we got to keep you guys open. It's just a constant barrage of something that runs counter against logic. So that part bothers me. That hypocrisy bothers me. That hypocrisy masquerading as legislating. And the Democrats, the Democrats in the House, they have made... What have they passed? What have they passed? Besides, you know, stuff that goes against rights. Have they done anything for infrastructure? Have they done anything for the border? Have they done anything at all like that? Nothing. I've got all kinds of things happening around me. You can hear them, I'm sure. So, anyway, bear all of this in mind as we go forward, because it's either a prop or it's something to be in the interest of making the GOP look bad and making Trump look bad. They've gone after a completely specious argument on an allegation based on secondhand knowledge to go after President Trump without even reading it. They didn't even read it before they decided to do it. And gun control dies at that point. Gun control dies at that point. There's some people that are still clinging to it, and we'll talk about them when we get back, but gun control dies due to impeachment. I don't blame them. I wouldn't either. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Months before the call that set off an impeachment inquiry, many in the diplomatic community were alarmed by the Trump administration's abrupt removal of a career diplomat from her post as ambassador to Ukraine. The ambassador's ouster and the campaign against her that preceded it are now emerging as the key sequence of events behind a whistleblower's complaint alleging that the president pressured a foreign country to investigate his political rival. In a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Robert Menendez demanded answers about the ouster of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. Through it all, Donald Trump is saying that this is all just a big witch hunt.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's a another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just a disgrace. It's a terrible thing for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
America, of course, there's all kinds of landscaping going on around here right now, so it's a beautiful morning to kick the weekend off, but my apologies. Just know that there's grass cutting going on. Senator Richard Dick Blumenthal is known for saying some stuff that he probably shouldn't really say. For example, he probably shouldn't have said he was a Vietnam veteran when he wasn't, for example. That's probably not the best move in the world. But it seems that he also needs to understand a history lesson or two, and it's history he should actually remember. Because on Wednesday, he compared the gun control movement to the civil rights movement. And we get this. Democrats held a rally on Capitol Hill yesterday to help the push for passage of even more gun control laws. One of the speakers, Connecticut Senator Danang Dick Blumenthal, likened the effort seeking to impinge on America's Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. And it's an enumerated civil right. He compared it to the civil rights movement of the 1960s. Because that's what democracy looks like. Or something. He said, Chris Murphy and I are both from Connecticut, and we are haunted every day by what we saw at Sandy Hook, as are so many of you who have seen it firsthand. How many saw it firsthand? I saw it on the news. But anyway, I digress. And he continued, and I want to say thank you to the loved ones, to the families, to the survivors who are here today. We're going to be hearing from you. You are carrying photographs. Newtown Action Alliance is here, represented by Poe Murray. Many other groups from Connecticut and elsewhere. I want to say thank you for building this movement. It's just like that civil rights movement. It is being led by people all over this country who have the courage to say enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Except that the civil rights movement was actually about giving people rights. They rights, that they should have enjoyed as Americans all along. The anti-gun movement is just trying to take rights away from people. So it's just like that civil rights movement, except it's the complete and total opposite of it. And I'm sorry, but the phrase that civil rights movement, that seems entirely condescending to me. Like he's talking about some kids in the tree houses they built in the backyard or something. It's cute, you thought you were real people tone to it. Don't you think? Or maybe you don't, I don't know. What I do know, however, is that Blumenthal is insane if he honestly believes that there's any real similarity between groups like March for Our Lives and the Civil Rights Movement. You can look at March for Our Lives and then compare that to the climate change strike we just saw supposedly worldwide led by a teenager named Greta Von Thunberg, who sat... they gave her time to speak at the UN full of how dare yous and this, that's and the others and all these other things. And you know, it's like we have to bow to them. It's like this is children of the corn. We have to bow to them because they will be the ones in charge of the world later. So March for Our Lives was a lot like that. But all this didn't, you know, if Dr. King were marching to beef up segregation or something, he might have had a point, but that didn't happen. It didn't happen because it would be insane to ask for your rights to be curtailed. And yet, that is all that gun control is. And frankly, Mr. Blumenthal's comments are disgusting for just that reason. I'm sorry, but you don't have to invoke the spirit of the civil rights movement for every push you see just because you agree with the message. And, you know, here's the thing, Senator Blumenthal. Gun rights are civil rights. They are. We stand for the civil liberties of each and every American, which includes them having the right to secure the means of defending those rights from attack. Dr. King understood that quite well. He was a gun owner, you know. It's just too bad that neither senator from Connecticut gets it. But it doesn't matter what Blumenthal thinks, because he's a senator. The House has decided to jump on impeachment right now, and they probably scuttled any hope they had of pushing gun control through prior to the 2020 elections. A lot of digital ink has been spilled discussing this impact, and a lot more will be spilled in the future. The anti-gun Democrats had a golden opportunity to achieve some of their stated goals, and they just tossed it away. You'd think they'd wait until after some gun control was signed, right? But you know. Now, there's very little chance of this happening. And for pro-gun advocates, this is welcome news. But for the anti-gun activists, though, this is a body blow that they're going to have to struggle to recover from. But instead, they're just going to pretend it's not even happening. Because yesterday the House Judiciary Committee convened, the same one where Gerald Nadler is talking about impeachment. You know, they're interviewing McGuire, the acting director of National Intelligence. They're interviewing him today, but yesterday they convened the Protecting America from Assault Weapons hearing, and those who spoke to the Washington Examiner said, well, there's always a possibility for firearm bills to die in Congress. They're not too concerned about the impeachment inquiry firestorm sucking the political oxygen away from their proposals. Representative Eric Swalwell, Newcomb, you know, Duke Newcomb, he said, I think we can walk and chew gum. Our job is to do a lot of things and to do them well. So, no, I'm not concerned about that. It's always an issue in D.C. where everyone can't be focusing on something at the same time. So we're still going to be working hard. That's why today, despite all the craziness going on, impeachment, we're still having our hearing and we're still having our rally and we're pushing for the vote, J.P. Thomas said. He is a senior program manager for the Brady campaign, which I didn't even know they were still out there. The Brady Campaign is a nonprofit dedicated to preventing gun violence. It's a good thing they're a nonprofit because they don't make no money. There's nobody paying to be a member of the Brady Campaign. There's nobody paying to be a member of the Moms Against, you know, the Moms Demand Attention. There's nobody paying to be a member of Every Town for Gun Safety. This is all bankrolled by two or three guys. And these people are very delusional. And I have no doubt that House Democrats are fully capable of voting on both impeachment and gun control, even on the same day. I have no doubt at all about that. The point, though, is that no gun control can be passed without the Senate on board. And guess who controls the Senate? Why, it's the president's party. And while there's little doubt that Congress can juggle a variety of issues, I take issue with Swalwell's claim that they can do them well. That's not what anyone's saying is a problem. Democrats have now hoisted their proverbial middle fingers and have alienated the Republicans they need to advance their agenda. So much for bipartisanship. It's kind of funny, really. And it's also possible they don't really want to pass any gun control because they want to make sure their base thinks they do, but they'd rather much trip over their own feet than actually reach some kind of deal that would put gun control on the president's desk with him actually willing to sign it. And I don't see why they would mind you, but it's the only reason they do this without being complete bumbling idiots. Unless they're complete bumbling idiots, which is probably more likely. The Democrats, they can't decide what they want. I don't even know how to fathom some of this. This thing that I'm seeing right now, I thought there was going to be a bit of a scuffle and everything else. It's not even going to be that. It's not even going to be that. Yep. Snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Style the way we're supposed to. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, this, you may not believe what I'm about to tell you, but this whole impeachment thing is a gun issue. But let me show you. Let me illustrate for you what this is. First of all, you've got celebrities like George Takei, who was Mr. Sulu, who, you know, George, I so much liked it so much more gooder when you weren't political. And Kathy Griffin, well, you know, you're just, you know, sitting there with your severed head thinking that's funny. They're celebrating the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. But the campaign to remove him has been going on since November the 9th, 2016. On September 24th. This past week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker in name only, announced that the House of Representatives is moving forward with an impeachment inquiry. And her declaration followed the revelation of a July phone call where Trump asked Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky to look into Joe Biden's son, Hunter. According to the celebrities, there was no need for an inquiry. The president was guilty. In response, George Takei issued a flood of tweets. Trump keeps saying there was no quid pro quo in the call, but asking any foreign government to assist in an investigation of your chief political rival is a clear abuse of office, especially after withholding aid. In another, he said, impeach the scoundrel. Trump sounds like a thug who might send guys to break your legs if you aren't nice. Very, very nice to him back. Actress Padma Lakshmi, who was also once on Star Trek, exclaimed, finally! Melissa Milano, anti-gunner, Melissa Milano, and you'll see where I'm tying this in. She just simply, she tweeted, woo-hoo. And Mark Ruffalo shared a video clip of Nancy Pelosi along with hashtag impeach Trump. Kathy Griffin, who once attempted to mock him by holding his fake, bloody, incarcerated head, decapitated head, tweeted a gif of her dancing along with the words hashtag impeach Trump. Singer Lizzo tweeted out, I'm peach emoji meant. And from the night before, BuzzFeed news host Sylvia O'Bell shared a video clip of Lizzo at a concert. Bending over with her backside facing the crowd, she appeared to use her butt to symbolize a peach. To the delight of the audience, she pointed to her left, saying, I'm, then to her butt, saying, peach, then to her right, saying, mint. I guess M, right? Other tweets are more vulgar and languor, in language at least. Actor John Early retweeted a 2017 tweet of himself dancing to the, I'm not going to say it. Film record producer Adam Dorn tweeted, impeach this blank hole immediately during this horrible speech if we need to be. Wow. Likewise, TV writer David Slack added, are these guys actually supposed to be considered celebrities? He added, hashtag impeach this corrupt failure and throw his blank out, while actor John Roberts from Bob's Burgers continued, let's impeach this piece of blank and shame him and his blank family in history books. For her part, Chelsea Handler responded, it's a truly beautiful thing that hashtag impeach Trump and hashtag National Voter Registration Day are both happening on the same day. And that's because, according to comedian Liz Winstead, Trump was born with a silver goon in his mouth. At the same time, Samantha Bee predicted of the president, he's going to have an absolute conniption. Rosie O'Donnell, hashtag impeach Donald Trump now. She said, thank you, Nancy Pelosi. I never thought this day would come. Actress Deborah Messing similarly echoed, thank you, at Speaker Pelosi. Actress Elizabeth Banks apparently assumes the removal of President Trump, said, I can't believe Mike Pence is going to be president. Likewise, director Ava DuVernay tweeted, we are dressed and ready for hashtag impeachment party. Rob Reiner, the meathead, he got out there and said, virtually every elected member of the GOP knows this president has committed numerous impeachable offenses. The time has come they will either honor their oaths to our Constitution or be relegated to the dustbin of history. Actor John Cryer, who I like, he similarly agreed, we cannot let the impeachment inquiry be limited to solely the Ukraine allegations. Actress and model Chrissy Teigen responded, I don't get it, just call me when it's over. It's actually simpler than most of the blank he's done. Love it. Happy day to the haters and losers. Not sad. And director Michael Moore urged, keep the impeachment simple and move on to removing Trump 11-3-20. This is the thing about Trump. Trump is the embodiment of you. If you supported Trump, if you are constitutional, if you feel constitutional, if you're, you know, He is the representation of you. The fact that he exists in the White House is an affront they cannot have. They cannot have it. Every one of these celebrities, I can't wait to see him crying. I can't wait to see him crying. Because these same celebrities, most of these same celebrities will tell you you don't need guns. They would tell you shouldn't have guns. Not that you don't need them. Because that one always falls on deaf ears. Everybody's like, oh, that's not the Bill of Deeds. But they would tell you that you can't have them. Just because you can't. You just can't. Sorry. Just can't have them. So, knowing that, I guess, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking. But in the meantime, they're thinking there's a verdict out. There's no verdict out. There's no verdict out. I mean, the Trump-Ukraine whistleblower's lawyer gave money to Joe Biden. The leader of the Ukraine said, he didn't put any pressure on me. Everything being peddled in this little bogus impeachment circus is sheer lunacy. And it's, I mean, Schiff is in there right now rewriting everything that he sees, but Schiff sees a whole lot of things that nobody should ever, ever see, you know. Never, and never, ever. Never, ever, ever, ever. So, their gambit is beginning to backfire on them. And for the celebrities are the slowest moving people out there. But this shiny new impeachment inquiry package placed under an early Christmas tree by Pelosi will ultimately contain one of two things. Either objective evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors by Trump, or something that will blow up in their faces as others have before. And the ultimate answer will be dictated not by Trump supporters or tormentors, but by facts. Her timing was sort of odd. I find it very odd the way this worked out. She got out. The first thing she said is, I haven't read it. I haven't read the transcript. But then she starts to weave this dramatic tale of a Republican peril and slinging charges with no established basis. And she fell in line with the younger, brasher wing of her party before one word had been released about that conversation. She heaped mounds of stigma into the famous whistleblower report with no firm knowledge of what it actually says. That seems nervy to me, even from a party that has peppered the nation with endless impeachment teases. And her decision to pick that that hymnal is an important gesture, even though there's nothing concrete behind the inquiry that she has announced. It's little more than the promise of a broader, busier gaggle of committees beating the drum they flogged since soon after the inauguration. And don't forget, they were out there lobbying all of these electors in the Electoral College to move their vote. Well, you don't have to give your vote to the president, to the guy that won the election, do you? But has Pelosi is supposed to be one of the savviest political operators out there. And at the same time, I'm almost of the opinion that she's done this at this time to kill gun control. So see, none of this is going to bear fruit. Gun control wasn't going to bear fruit. This impeachment won't bear fruit. It's just all a game. It's all just a little sideshow for you. For you to sit back and enjoy while you sit back and worry about things and, you know. But don't. Don't worry about these things. Because there's nothing to it. There was never anything to it. The president's allowed to make phone calls. And the national intelligence agencies are not supposed to report to Congress what the president says in these phone calls. That's not their job. Their job is to gather intelligence against enemies of the United States, not to listen to the president's phone calls and then read something into that after you get some secondhand info. I'll talk to you next week, everybody. Keep your heads up. Stay safe. Be aware. This has been Gun Owners News.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.